I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, anyone who's been walking down by the water these days along the south side of the Cape or on the Vineyard has probably noticed a lot of small boat activity on the water and a lot of fish action out there. It's most likely false albacore. Explain what this is about for us.
Well, it happens every year about this time. False albacore show up around the Cape and Islands, and fishermen get very excited. These are not very big fish. They're members of the mackerel and tuna family, but they're a lot of fun to catch. And every year is a little different. Some years are better than others, and this year so far seems to be a real banner year. Seems to be excellent. Lots of false albacore around.
Explain for us a little bit about false albacore, why they're so much fun to catch, and what makes them special.
Well, what makes them special is because they're related to tuna, they swim very fast, and they're also kind of tricky to catch. So you'll see them splashing at the surface a lot as they chase bait in close to the shallows, and it can be very tricky sometimes to get them to hit lures. I was out 3 times this week in the morning at the exact same place. One day it seemed like you could cast just about anything and catch a false albacore. This morning they just ignored everything I threw at them, and I watched them feed, but they wouldn't hit a lure. So every day is a little different. They're challenging, they're fun, and that's why fishermen go crazy for them.
Now, one reason that false albacore may be doing so well right now is because there's so much bait in the water, and it may not just be a random circumstance that there is so much of this particular bait that the false albacore like to feed on.
Right. So false albacore, they aren't here through the whole summer. They show up this time of year particularly to feed. And so if we have more bait fish in the water, we tend to get more false albacore and have a better fishing season. So this year we're seeing a ton of bait in the water, and particularly a lot of juvenile menhaden. Fishermen call menhaden bunker when they're adults, and when they're juveniles, they call them peanut bunker. And that's what we're seeing a lot right now, are these little peanut bunker. And the reason we have so many peanut bunker is probably because we have a lot more adult bunker in our ocean. And the reason for that is because we've cut back a lot on the commercial fishery quota for bunker, which are netted in big quantities down in areas like Chesapeake Bay and then ground up for fish meal and fish oil. So with more bunker in the water, we're seeing more peanut bunker, and clearly that can be a good thing for the fishery.
Now, the fishery is still figuring out how it manages bunker, and they're looking at some new rules. Is that right?
So right now, managers are looking at changing the way they manage them. So instead of managing bunker or menhaden the way you'd manage a typical fish by saying fishermen can take out as many as makes sense without overfishing them, they're starting to realize that menhaden have a big importance as a forage fish. So besides just making sure that people aren't taking out too many, they also have to think about the role that they play in the ecosystem and leaving enough of these fish in the ocean for the other fish, for birds, for whales, for everything that likes to eat them. So at the moment, managers are collecting public comment on this issue, and we are encouraging fishermen or anyone who cares about this idea that it's important to leave forage fish in the water to either attend a public hearing or submit an email comment on the issue.
We'll put the details for how people can submit comments on our website. Before we run out of time, Kevin, I want to ask you about going out this weekend and what you're hearing from fishing reports.
Well, lots of people have albie fever, and that's what they're chasing, but their much bigger cousins are out there as well. Bluefin tuna have been on a tear off of the Outer Cape, with fish from 100 to 400 pounds being caught on artificial lures and live baits. Also, the Cape Cod Canal continues to produce good numbers of striped bass. We're looking at the new moon next week, so you should circle that on your calendar. Get out and fish this weekend for sure, but definitely have some time to fish that new moon next week. Should be peak conditions for striped bass.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.